Matthew 25, and the kingdom of heaven should be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. We've heard this over and over. We're going to hear it again. Now, there were five of them that were what? So the other ones were stupid. Hello? They blew it. Now, the virgins represent believers. You know how many boneheaded believers there are? Bonehead means carnal-minded. Amen? So five of them were wise, and five of them were not wise. Amen? But those who were foolish, he calls them foolish, took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry went out and heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." And those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil." Let me share something with you. Wisdom always has to do with aggressiveness. A person that is not wise is lazy. Everybody got it? The unwise say, "Okay, you go do it for me. You go do it for me." The wise says, "I'm going to go do it." In other words, I'm going to be accountable and responsible for what I'm supposed to do. Amen? I'm accountable and responsible for what I'm supposed to do. That's wisdom. The unwise want somebody else to do it for them because it's associated with laziness. It says, "But the wise answered and said, 'Nope, lest there should not be enough for us and you.'" Now that was wisdom, wasn't it? "Unless they're not should be in it. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself." For yourself. Amen? You go get it. Now Jesus said that he's called us to buy gold. That means that there's a price to pay. For getting wisdom, there's always a price. Nothing comes for free. Even salvation was a price. The first thing that you and I needed to do was humble ourselves. And acknowledge. Listen, people can accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and not go home. The first thing they must do is repent. Because only by the blood of the Lamb are you washed to have Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And some people are still accepting Jesus as Savior but not Lord of their life because of the relationship that is not there. That's not wisdom, is it? Amen? So there was a wise virgin. These virgins represent believers that have been washed by the blood. Only the blood allows you to be a virgin. Amen? It allows you to start over brand new. So there were foolish ones and there were wise ones, weren't there? Remember, the unwise are lazy. They want somebody else to do it. They're not willing to pay the price. And there must be a price that you and I must pay. Every day. The first thing is denying yourself. Wisdom will never come to somebody that cannot deny themselves. I'm not talking about carnal wisdom. I'm talking about godly wisdom. You know, there are a lot of people who have wisdom of the world. They didn't get it for free. They still had to pay a price too, didn't they? They had to go learn. They had to be taught. That's a lot of knowledge. But you know, knowledge without wisdom is no good. Because you can have knowledge but not know how to use it. Wisdom always deals with how to use it. That's what this was all about. The ones that had the wisdom knew how to handle it. They knew what to do with what they had, didn't they? The ones that didn't have the wisdom didn't know what to do with what they had. Everybody got it? There's a difference. You know, and right now, one of the things that God is beginning to do, and we know that there's a constant shift in the Spirit. It's continuous, isn't it? I mean, you've got to have wisdom right now to be able to walk in the Spirit. There are people that have a lot of knowledge and step right out of the Spirit and go another direction. Because without wisdom, you and I can't do it. Wisdom is maintained by relationship. Without a true heart-to-heart relationship with the King of Glory and the Holy Spirit, there will be no wisdom. You may have wisdom one day and not have it the next day. Does everybody understand that? The first thing that wisdom comes by, you cannot have wisdom without denying yourself. Amen? That's what Jesus was so expressive when he said, you first must deny yourself, pick up the cross, then follow me. Because without wisdom, you can't follow the Lord. What he's trying to do is bring us into a place where we are like-minded, isn't he? Amen? Like-minded. His character. He wants his character to overtake our old character. He wants me and you to be like-minded with him. Now, we may be different on the outside, but our purpose is all the same. Amen? We might have different jobs to do, but our purpose is still the same. Amen? We're not all hands, we're not all feet, we're not all mouths. Let me tell you something. When you try to be a hand and God's not called you to be a hand, there's a struggle. Amen? There's a struggle. There is no wisdom. When you try to be the mouth, hallelujah. Everybody has a tendency to try to be the mouth. And God's not called you to be the mouth. Amen. Too many people put the foot in the mouth instead, right? That's not wisdom. There's a struggle. It doesn't work. No matter what you try to do, it will not fall into place, will it? No matter what you try to do. It seems that you go around the circle, no matter, I don't care. Even in businesses, you can work hard, and never get ahead. Amen? You can, even in marriages, you can try, you can go to every kind of counseling there is. But until you are married with the King of Glory, the counsel of God, the wisdom of God will not be manifested in you. Amen? We went to this exercise yesterday. It was powerful. I laughed so hard it was ridiculous. You know, it was great. It was really fun. We had a good time. You know, and one of those things that what God was doing there was imparting wisdom. You know that? That's what he was doing. He was imparting wisdom. What was he? He was teaching us what to do. You know, marriage is full-time ministry. It's one of the things that God has ordained from the throne room. It's full-time. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It is a full-time ministry. That's why Paul suggested not many people get married. He said, man, why don't you be like me? That was Paul's wisdom. God called them that way. Amen? There are eunuchs, right? So there are those who will never get married and be sanctified unto the Lord. But you know what? Then there's ones who are trying to be sanctified unto the Lord who God hasn't called them to. And then there are ones who are trying to get married and God's not called them to be married. You know, we lose sight because the world has an impression in us, doesn't it? See, we were brought up cloned by the enemy. TV, radio, music, everything. We were cloned to this world. You know, remember when the Jews were taken out of Egypt, then God put them in the wilderness to get Egypt out of the Jews. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. So we need to get wisdom from God, don't we? Wisdom tells you what to do with knowledge. Can you lower that a little bit, David? Thank you. Go to James chapter 1. Hallelujah. We want to be wise virgins. James chapter 1. You know, Friday night the Holy Spirit was sharing with me because he's going to give a message. In fact, it's not even the same message. Hallelujah. But I thought he was going somewhere else. See what happens when you think? Obviously, this morning he said, no, that's not where we're going anyways. I said, okay. But one of the things he was sharing with me about wisdom Friday night, and if you recall Friday night, I shared that the Holy Spirit wants to impart more wisdom into his people. And there are business individuals. You know what? Everybody's about God's business. That's a business. See, you're in an eternal kingdom business. Amen? And he wants to impart wisdom. More wisdom. Because you know what? The Bible says the enemy lurks around, doesn't he? He's trying to snag people. He's trying to get them out of position. If he can get me and you out of position, and it doesn't mean that God won't bless you. See, people chase blessings instead of the Holy Spirit. They believe that they're getting blessed with God. That's not wisdom. I mean, God blesses the good and the bad. The Bible says it rains on the good and the evil. You never chase the blessing. Never be led by the blessing of God. You be led by the Spirit of God. Amen? Does everybody understand that? See, people get chased by, they chase blessings and they think it's God. People get married. They think somebody, woman, and spirit filled gets in front of their life or a man or whatever, and they, oh, it must be God. Bam. Then they, you know what? They don't get counseled. They don't seek God about it truly. They don't wait and so forth. Then they get married and bam, it goes berserk. Amen? In businesses and anything. Right now, it's so important that choices are perfect. Are you guys cold? I'm seeing people put their jackets on and do this. Do some of this. Hallelujah. Every choice, every decision you make right now, you've got to be the perfect one. We're in that arena right now, in that realm, where your decision must be perfect. Perfect. There's three wills of God, good, acceptable, and perfect. And there's only one choice that's the perfect choice. And it will be brought by the wisdom that God imparts in you by His Spirit. Everybody got it? See, so many people walk out of the will of God. Even because, you know why? They chase the blessing instead of being led by the Spirit. You know, there's a lot of good deals out there, but they're not God deals. Hallelujah. James chapter 1. Everybody there? Hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord. James chapter 1 and verse 2. Read it with me, please. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. There it is, perfect. Perfect. Lacking nothing. Complete. Perfect. Lacking nothing. Complete. Perfect. Lacking nothing. Complete. Does everybody understand it? Perfect. Lacking nothing. Complete. See, if you're making the perfect decisions, you'll never lack anything. This is where God fulfills His word, abundance. I've come to give you life and life abundant. Life abundant does not come without wisdom. It doesn't come without wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 5, look at this is what he says. He says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So obviously, to make it through these trials, to go through these and endure these trials that God is bringing us through because it's perfecting us, you better have wisdom. In fact, wisdom is being imparted during your trials. If you're listening. You know, too many people get caught up in their trials. How many times have you made a decision out of resentment, anger, or fear? That's the wisdom of the world, not God. How many times have you made a decision out of need? That's wisdom of the world, not God. Do you understand that? There's a difference. You know what that does? It separates you from relying on your strength instead of His. And what you do is you say, God, go aside. I got it now. You understand it? Every decision you make that's associated with the flesh is not God. Is everybody okay? Are you understanding this? There is a wisdom that comes from the throne room of God that the decision is made as you agree with the Spirit. People are trying to make decisions agreeing with the Word, touching and agreeing to cause a decision to come forth. And it doesn't because it's not God. Lord, I touch and agree with this. I touch and agree with this, Lord. The Bible says, he who touches and agree with, right? It shall come to pass. Then why don't they come to pass? Because it's not God. Does everybody understand that? If it's God, it'll be manifested, won't it? If it's God. Oh, Hallelujah. Go to John 3, or 3 John, I'm sorry. 3 John. Hallelujah. We're going to get some wisdom today. Hallelujah. 3 John. In verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may what? Prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. They must prosper. How are they going to prosper? In wisdom. See, without prospering in wisdom, you can't prosper. Everybody got it? It's so important. We need to stop making decisions on how we feel. We need to stop making decisions because of circumstances in our life. We need to stop making decisions of anger, resentment, bitterness, offense, and money. Those things will move you right out of position. Why? Because they are of the world. Those decisions are of the world. How are you going to let God be God if you don't give him a break? Everybody got it? Amen? How's anybody, you know, there's a lot of people that say, yeah, I believe. Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I believe. But they're still making carnal decisions. And they go around in circles. And they keep looking around going, you know what? I've been doing this for such and such and such and such, and I haven't gotten anywhere yet. Because your decisions are not from God. Amen? Glory to God. Go to Isaiah 11. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah 11. It's a good day to die. Come on, you can say it. And it's good to hear the pages turning on a Sunday morning. Verse 2. And this, say, come on, this is you now. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of what? Wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Whoa. This is Christ's character. This is another arena. This is not the wisdom of the world. This is where the Bible says in the book of Revelations, and the seven spirits went into the earth. There's two meanings to that. It represents seven spirits of the churches of God. Also the sevenfold of the Holy Spirit. Where man would have wisdom that comes from the throne room of God. Understanding. Knowledge. Reverence. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't reverence God. You can't fear. And the word fear means reverence. Amen? In fact, go to Proverbs 9. Proverbs chapter 9. Oh, we're going to get some wisdom today. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 and 12, 10 through 12. Would you read it with me? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wow. Without reverence of God, there is no wisdom. That's a choice that we make, isn't it? You have a choice to reverence the King of Glory. You make that choice. That's a good choice. That's a perfect choice. That's a you know, when we worship God in here, what we're doing is reverencing Him. Do you understand that? And most of the time you begin to start, you don't feel like it. The flesh kicks and bucks. It starts talking about how you need to eat something, about the things you got to do. The mind drifts in 14 different directions. You know, God doesn't look at all those things. He looks at your heart. As long as your heart is focused towards Him. See what we're doing? We're reverencing. We're making our flesh. We're making these bodies. We're making the soul reverence Him. That's wisdom. Amen? You're making it. You're making that choice to say, worship Him. Take that flesh by the neck and throw it in the throne room of God and lock the door. Tell it you'll pick it up on your way out. Amen? I'll meet you at the door and be anointed. Or I'm leaving you here. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of life will be added to you. You know what? Wisdom. He says, your days will be multiplied. You know how many people die before their time? Many. You know, I know people use the excuse, well, it must be God's will. No, what they sowed is what they reap. The Bible says that we should live a fruitful and a long-lasting life. Amen? Wisdom. You cannot live on cinnamon buns every morning. Hello? You can't live on cinnamon buns every morning and coffee. I'm not saying you can't have it once in a while, but you can't live on Twinkies all day long. You know, man, I need to work hard today, so I think I'll eat 14 Snicker bars. Catch a sugar buzz. No, thank you. I'll have coffee with my sugar. Hello. Wisdom. You know, when you get the unction, the Holy Spirit says, you know, that's really not good for you. Oh, devil. The Lord says, I can bless anything and eat it. Yeah. You know, Bible even, listen, God already told us what we should eat when we shouldn't. Of course, He says it's not sin. It's not sin anymore. You want to die ahead of time and go home? Praise God. He's got plenty of us to replace us. Amen? People eat a lot of pork. You know what begins to happen? The back of their necks begin to get porky. It's true. I'm telling you. I mean, there is meat that's good and there's meat that's not good for us. There are things that are good for us and not good for us. You know, Paul says, look, not all things are edifying, right? Not all things are bad. But, you know, we got to have wisdom. We got to have wisdom. And every decision that you and I make must be associated with the wisdom from the throne room of God, not according to the wisdom of the world. See, because you're not of the world anymore. So why would you want to take the wisdom from the world and not the wisdom from God? You understand that? What happens is when you take wisdom from the world as an eternal being, confusion comes. You don't know what to do then. Why? Because now the enemy has just blocked everything. The first thing that happens is when we go in captivity is we go in captivity of the mind. And that's what he's trying to do, is bring his people back into captivity, God's people. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Go to Ecclesiastes 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Hallelujah. Oh, I can see everybody's flesh lining up across the corner. They're waiting for you to all go out now. We're going to have to put flesh hangers. Instead of coat hangers, flesh hangers. Everybody pick your flesh up on your way out. Oh, hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 26, I think it is. Yeah, 26. Would you read it with me? For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his woe. See, this is what we talked about, getting the secret things from God, coming from the counsel of the Lord, which is from the throne room of God. God will not promote disobedience. He doesn't. Man promotes it. It's called self-exaltation and promotion. God does not promote. You know, now listen, every decision you make, if it's the wrong one, is that obedience or disobedience? Disobedience. So is God going to promote it? No. You know how many times the Holy Spirit steps back? You just wait. And there we go. And coming around the corner, and here comes disobedience. And here's the race. Coming around the corner, here comes disobedience. And here comes blessing and disobedience and blessing and disobedience. See, people chase the blessing even though they're disobedient. Everybody understand it? And there's wisdom on the side going, come on, come on, come on. For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight, but to the sinner he gives the work of gathering and collecting, that he may give to him who is good before God. Ooh. So the sinner's going to go and gather everything and bring it to you. So the disobedient one is going to go out and labor and bring it to you. You understand that? Not that we don't have positions. Amen? This also is vanity and grasping of the wind. So understand, God does not promote nor give wisdom to disobedience. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go to James 3. James chapter 3. You know, let me share something with you. You are not taking time with God. If you're not taking time with God, you won't get it. Wisdom comes by sitting in the presence of the Lord. Wisdom is not a football. Wisdom is not a football. You don't go out and catch wisdom. The quarterback does not come back and say, come on, here comes wisdom. Going out for a pass, I'll throw it to you. That's not wisdom. And you catch it and you run like crazy and you realize you just got a pigskin instead of wisdom. Wisdom comes from sitting in the presence of God. Amen? In other words, prayer on the run will not get wisdom. It's like that football that goes out. Here comes wisdom. Wisdom comes by sitting. I said sitting in the presence of God. Mary and Martha. Two sisters that loved Jesus. One was busy, 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 busy. She came out and complained to the Lord, come on, man, look at it. I'm busy. I'm making dumb cake. I'm making dumb cake for everybody. I know you're God and you're in my living room, but I'm busy. He said, well, she does a good thing who sits in front of me. She was sitting at the feet of Jesus. She's getting wisdom. Amen? There's a difference. Wisdom comes by sitting in the presence of God. You know, so many people can't even sit still. Yet I gotta do spirit. I gotta. Wisdom. Being still. Sometimes you just need to go invite the Lord and just lay there. Lord, show me what you want to do. Not say a word. You don't have to pray in tongues. You don't have to do anything. Just wait upon Him. Amen? It's a simple prayer. Lord, I need your wisdom and your counsel on this. I do not know what to do. Humble yourself in the mighty hand of God. Wait upon the Lord. Amen? Wait upon the Lord. Sometimes He'll direct you. I want you to pray in the Spirit for a few. Okay? You don't have to ask Him why you need to pray in the Spirit. Just do it. Hello? You don't have a walk with God of a why walk. It's a yes walk. Amen? It's totally different. What did I say to go now? James 3? Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, one of the problems that we have is we're not being totally honest with ourselves. We must be honest in every area. Well, I made a decision. People make a bad decision. Listen, we do not want to live on the scripture that all things work to the good to those who love the Lord and be called for His purpose. Hello? I thank God for that scripture. I think He put it in there for all the mistakes we make. All things do work to the good. The Bible says, if you love me, you'll obey me. See, there's an expression that always happens with love. The Bible says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Love has to do with giving. Love has to do with denying self. That's love. Amen? Love is not a feeling, it's a what? Choice. Ooh. It's associated with wisdom. Why? Because you make that perfect choice. The perfect will only associates with one choice. Anything else but perfect is not the perfect will of God. And that's what we're striving for. To walk in the perfect will of God in everything that we do. No matter what. You cannot walk by how you feel nor what your desires are. When you find yourself manipulating, altering the truth, to get what you want, it's not wisdom from God. Everybody understand that it's wisdom from the world. Look at what this says in James chapter 3, in verse 13. It says, who is wise in what? Understanding among you. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the what? Meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter... Look at, this is what this qualifies wisdom. If you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and what? Demonic. Wow. See, what did he say? You're making choices by your bitterness. You're making choices by your self-seeking. You're making choices. Those choices are not... Now, the wisdom is not from God. It's from hell. And we want wisdom that's from the throne room of God. The choices that you and I make, because we're a part of an eternal kingdom now, must always be associated with what is best for the kingdom. Has everybody got it? Your choice of spouse must be what's best for the kingdom. Has everybody got it? Because you certainly don't want to be unevenly yoked. That ain't good for the kingdom. You don't want no contentious woman or a man that's not the head of the house. That is not good for the kingdom. Every decision you and I make must be associated with if it's good for the kingdom. Does everybody understand that? That's one of the ways you're going... Now, you got to understand, the enemy loves to put stuff in there too. So you got to be able to sit with God to find out what you're supposed to do. Because the enemy loves to put deception in. Well, this is good for the kingdom, but it's not God's will for you. Because you're trying to be a hand when you're supposed to be a foot. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Look at it. This wisdom does not descend from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion... There's that confusion. And every evil thing are what? Every evil thing is there. Every evil thing is there. But the wisdom that is from above is what? First, pure. Pure has to do with honesty. I am making this decision because I need a raise. I need more money. I want to be recognized. I'm making this decision because I don't want to fall into fornication, so I need me a spouse. Or am I making this decision? I'm making this decision because I've sat before God and He's given me peace about it and I'm supposed to do this. It's not a decision of my desire. I've removed every one of my desires and I've given them to God. Anything that has association with my desire, I don't want anything to do with. I give it to Him. Because desires are deceptive. The Bible says He gives you the desires of your heart, but the Bible says we've got a new heart. Now, the only way that your heart is going to change is by sitting with God. See, because He wants us to be like-minded. Amen? So He wants our heart to be the same as His heart. You know, there's many people going out there doing stuff and God's not calling them to do it. That's not wisdom. But the fruit of righteousness... Oh, wait a minute. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then what? Peaceable. Gentle. Hello? Let me tell you, if you're trying to force something to happen, it's not God. And believe me, if it falls into place and you get what you want, you're going to regret it down the road. Oh, are you going to regret it? Man, that car I really wanted. I mean, God put it right in front of me. And He even financed it for me. Yes, it's only $4,000 a month. It's okay. I know that's God. Yeah. Yeah, I have confirmation. I have real peace about it. You know, but that person never really sat before God. God doesn't want to put you in debt like that. Amen? Especially if you're only making $400 a month. No, I can't tithe. I'm going to have to skip some tithes, but I'll make it up. That ain't God. God never interrupts Himself, does He? Amen? Then you buy that vehicle and you're loving it. Oh, hallelujah, this is God. Yes, look at it. Yes, I'm going to use it for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, as soon as I can get it started. Now I got to borrow money for gas. Yeah, it needs tires too. Good decision. Not from Daddy. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to what? Whoa! Let's encourage this one. Willing to what? Yield. Willing to what? Yield. That's wisdom. Yield. Submit. That's why the Bible says submit to God and resist the devil. That's wisdom. Willing to yield. Full of what? Mercy. Hey, did you know that wisdom exists and consists of all of these things? Full of mercy and what? Good fruits. Hallelujah. Not rotten fruits. Good fruits. Without what? Partiality and without hypocrisy. In other words, you can't walk what you talk. Now the fruit of the righteous of righteousness is sown in peace by those who what? Make peace. All to God be the glory. Go to Joel 2:28. Everybody all right? You're not in no rush, are you? Praise God. It's a good day to die then. Hallelujah. It's getting warm in here now. We're making a afternoon sacrifice. Joel chapter 2. Hallelujah. Brother Joel. Prophet Joel. Right near Hosea. Somewhere around there. Joel chapter 2 and verse 28, and it says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. Oh, hallelujah. And also on my maidservants, men servants, and my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Understand, God is pouring out his spirit. Amen. And remember, we just looked at the sevenfold of the Holy Spirit, which one of them was wisdom. As you're being poured out, God is still continuing to pour out his spirit everywhere. The whole thing is, it's like a shower that's constantly running. You got to get in the shower. The shower doesn't come to you. Amen? And we've got to get this wisdom from God. The only way, how do you get clean? You go take a shower. You want to get clean? Go sit in the presence of God. Let him convict you. Let him change you. Let repentance come forth. Let the washing of the blood, the purging of his presence, let the wisdom of God come forth from the throne room of God as you sit silently before him and wait upon him. You know, he honors and he can trust an individual that doesn't make a decision hastily. Amen? He honors an individual and he can trust an individual who makes a decision by waiting upon him. Now, let me ask you this. Can you trust someone that just makes a decision right away for everything? No way. You know, when somebody begins to work on a car, you know, it's real easy to bring it to the mechanic because you know what he does? He puts it on an analyzer. Amen? He checks the analyzer, tells him what's this, this, and that. We have a tendency to work on vehicles by process of elimination. We end up rebuilding the whole car when it was, you need to fix a flat, you know. I mean, it was a 99-cent part, and people just spent $500 on the whole car by process of elimination. That is not wisdom. Hallelujah. That's just an example. Wisdom would have been, I'll go spend $150 or $60 or get it analyzed and find out what it is. You understand what I'm sharing? What the Spirit is sharing? God is pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. We've got to be willing to accept the counsel of the Lord. We've got to be willing to wait on God to make these decisions. Haste and quick decisions, the majority of the time, will get us into trouble. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Go to Proverbs 3. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 3. We'll close here. I got a lot more, but hallelujah. We're going to lay hands on people and impart wisdom in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 3. Wisdom comes by what? Denying yourself and sitting in the presence of God. Decisions that are made according to the ways of the world are demonic. It always brings confusion, doesn't it? Proverbs chapter 3. I guess I better get there. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and die in it. And we will be glad in it, right? Hey, joy comes out of dying. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 13. Would you read it with me? Happy is a man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. See, wisdom is a person. Wisdom is a person. He is the Holy Spirit. He calls it a her. Wisdom is a person. She is more precious than what? Rubies. And all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Let's go on. It says, length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Do you understand? When you are associating with wisdom in the throne room of God, your paths are peace. There is no fear. There is no worry. You know God has got it all in His hand. Amen? You know that the Lord has got it all in control. Why? That's wisdom, isn't it? You know, it's wisdom to make the choice that God to trust Him, isn't it? Oh, hallelujah. Does everybody understand that? It takes wisdom to make the choice to trust Him. While your flesh is going, man, I want to make that move. And I want to. How many times you wanted to call somebody? I need to call that person. I need to do this. I need to do that. And your flesh is shaking, and it's not the Holy Ghost. And you got that I got to do spirit, that vengeance spirit, that resentment spirit, that bitter spirit's all over. And you say, man, I got to do something. And you're shaking like this. I want to get even. I want to make that wrong choice. Or you've been short on your check. Or you forgot the company forgot to pay you. Or things didn't work right. And you're left with nothing. I need to call them. I need to do this. I need to do that. Instead of going and sitting at God, Lord, I know You know it all. Grant me the wisdom from Your throne on what I'm to do. I'll wait on You. It's that simple. It's that simple. Christ is simplicity. He desires to have such a relationship with me and you. That's what we have to do is wait. You know, on my way here, I saw that where we used to have services on Sunday was filled with all soccer people. They're having games or real official soccer games there now on Sunday. I mean, is God cool or what? I said, thanks, dear. Thank You. I know why You moved it so quickly. But, you know, it wasn't that quick. We were waiting. Because we wanted to make sure that it was the perfect choice. We wanted to make sure it was the perfect choice. Even though when this was offered, and we all believed that this was the place we were supposed to go to. Amen? But we still waited. And we tested. And last Friday, God let us know that this was the place we were supposed to go. Or last Sunday. Amen? Wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 17 again, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are what? Peace. And she is a what? Tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. And happy are all, amen, that's joy. Happy are all those who retain her, who take hold of her, and don't let go of her, who don't go back to the wisdom of the world, but stay in the wisdom of God. You know, wisdom of God puts us on a train. It's a wonderful walk. The wisdom of God puts you on a train and it goes. When the door opens up, you only go unless He tells you to. Because people are coming in and out. The wisdom of God tells you what place you're to get off of because it's a specific thing He has for you. And every time it's got to do with wisdom of God, He's got somebody there to meet you. Number one is He meets you there. Does everybody understand that? He meets you there. It's always an expression of expanding the kingdom of God in one way or another. Does God want to bless us? Of course He does. The purpose of blessing is to expand the kingdom of God, isn't it? Doesn't the Bible say, he who works, let him have money to help those who are in need? It's not for our self-empires. It's to expand the kingdom of God. Amen? Everything you purchase, I know deodorant doesn't have anything to do with expanding the kingdom of God. But it really does, especially the person you're sitting next to. Amen. You can decrease or expand the kingdom of God, you know? The things that we purchase, vehicles and so forth, how is this going to expand the kingdom of God? Amen? Let's finish this. Verse 19. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, and by understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down to dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed to have your counsel from your throne room today. Lord, we ask for an impartation of wisdom. And Lord, as hands are laid on individuals today, Lord, we ask that you'll impart wisdom, the wisdom from the throne room. Now, we denounce the wisdom of this world in the name of Jesus. We denounce the wisdom of this world, and we take hold of the wisdom that comes from the throne room of our Father by the counsel of the Lord. Oh, as we begin to honor and bless him and thank him and worship him for what he's done, we're going to come up, we're going to lay hands on and impart wisdom, that he would be glorified. The purpose is to expand his kingdom and to make perfect choices. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.